8223 0000 is our number, and you are free to ring it, of course, any time you like, and get involved in the program, have a chat to us about anything at all. And I've got a couple of Michael Bublé Christmas CDs to give away, and I'll just be doing that sort of randomly. Adrian Cartland joins us now. He's a taxation lawyer, actually. But, Adrian, you're not going to talk about that particular area of your life, are you?
No, no. Today I'm here to talk about Alira, which is the artificial intelligence that I've created. And Alira, we've just won a grant from the government to purpose Alira towards assisting women with domestic violence.
Now, I think this is absolutely fantastic. So, first and foremost, why did you want to do something like this? Why did you want to create something like this?
Well, there are a lot of things that are inefficient or broken about law and legal services generally. And so I created this artificial intelligence to automate mundane tasks, to reduce costs. I'm a tax lawyer myself, and so I've taught Alira tax law, so reduce the amount of research that I need to charge clients for, and so drastically reduce costs. And then one of my friends in government says, we're running this D3 digital challenge. I heard about this AI you've created. Can you use it to help this? Broke me in. Yeah.
Let's just go back a step. So what's D3 digital challenge?
Yeah, so the government put on a challenge to gather people from the community to put forward digital ideas to assist women with to solve a social problem. So they've done some ones before in relation to aged care, and this one is to help women who are victims of domestic violence.
Ah, I see. And just in a general sense, did they get a lot of ideas?
There was some great other ideas. There was a couple of other ideas that were funded. One was an app that women can track information about domestic violence in. There was some school students who entered who creating an app to teach with people about healthy mental habits and ideas to have in relation to male-female roles. And I was also successful.
Okay, so you put forward Alira. Now I know you've touched on it in a general sense. Just get into it a bit more. Tell us exactly what Alira does.
Okay, so Alira is like a chatbot. You chat with her like you would an instant messaging a friend, and she gathers information, performing the role of the counselor, grabbing the initial information and about your circumstances, a woman's circumstances, and then collates it together. Gives direct information back to the woman immediately, and helps connect her with the relevant services. So it might say, "Hey, wow, this is really dangerous. With the situation you're in, you should probably go straight to SAVOL, maybe you should you're a victim of financial or emotional harm.
Yeah.
You know, you could file an intervention order, connect with victim support services lawyers, and this is and she'll pre-fill a lot of the information. So she can already create these legal documents.
Okay. So again, just to really sort of get to the coalface here, a couple of questions. Alira is not a real person.
No. Alira stands for Artificially Intelligent Legal Information Research Assistant.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's okay. So does someone actually ring? Just explain that process.
No, so someone will log on to Alira using secure login, and then they will chat with her. She will ask you a number of questions, personalised questions, and she has fantastic natural language understanding. So she can understand the difference between "I feel guilty" and "he pleaded guilty." She's very very clever, and then they'll take that information. Alira will take that information and then provide not advice but sort of information to empower the woman to make her own decisions as to what she can do going forward.
Okay, and so a lot of that stuff that you're talking about at the start of our conversation, you indicated that that's quite time consuming. So that's one of the big advantages.
Absolutely. So there's a couple. So this is time consuming for service professionals, and so what it can do is Alira will free them up to work on the really high value things. But the other thing that Alira does is it enables women to connect with services wherever they are. They could be in their bedroom at night, asking questions, or they could be go down to the library for a computer, because it's really important how to access this, because women are often really trapped in their situations. They can't just you know, take time off work or leave their abusive partner to go down and access services. So ALERA makes it easier for them to access information immediately and then connect with services.
Oh, so, brilliant. Yeah. Adrian, I commend you. I asked you the question earlier. I don't think you quite gave an answer, but just as we wrap up, why did you want to specifically do something for domestic violence?
I'm a tax lawyer and I've created something for tax, and I just see this as such a social need to work with this, and I see that I can assist using this world-leading technology to assist women. I go, well, look, I just need to do it. They felt like the right thing.
That's wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. Mate, congratulations, and thank you so much for sharing that information with us. So if people were interested in logging on, they would go to where?
We've got a grant to finalise ALERA. So hopefully from the end of January, she'll be live.
Wonderful.
If you'd like to contact me, you can contact through cartlandlaw.com, all one word.
Yep.
Perhaps we could provide general information for women if they wanted to contact domestic violence services.
Brilliant.
You know, that'd be fantastic.
Absolutely wonderful, and hopefully it'll be up and running by January. Mate, well done. A great Christmas. This sounds really twee, but I quite seriously, what a great Christmas present, or just after, for women who are going through a tough time. I think it's wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Adrian. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Good on you, mate. Adrian Cartland, the creator of ALERA, and I think most of us would agree that anything that helps wipe out domestic violence has to be good.